job, it takes me to many places. And this time we ended up moving as a family up to near RAF Lossiemouth. We lived just outside in the village. When we lived down in Peterborough and Stamford area, I myself was involved with Sustrans. I used to look after a section of the National Cycle Network because it went past my house. When we moved up here, got two young boys, and the bikeability thing came around, and I had the spare time. So I contacted Outfit Murray, and they put me through my bikeability level 1 and 2. 2 years ago, I think that was now. I lose track of time since COVID. So I'd done that. And then I started delivering Bikeability 1 at the primary schools, which was great. Really enjoyed it. You get a lot back from it because I'm a cyclist through and through. And I want my kids to ride bikes. And I want all the kids to ride bikes. Because when I was young, it's how we got about. And we had the freedom just to get on our bikes and go however far we wanted where we lived. And I want that for my kids. And I want that for their friends. So teaching them to ride safely is the first step into getting them to do that. Once the kids start going, it opens up so many horizons to them. They can get out and go places. They don't have to rely on their parents to go to the next village or the next town and just start that exploring like all kids need to do, really. Being an avid cyclist, and you think you're a cyclist, you think you know all the rules. You know, it's not until you go back and you actually break down what you're doing. It was a real eye-opener, your road positioning and your signaling and why we're doing stuff and why we got taught it. It was a refresher to take you right back, because you just assume that everybody can ride a bike. When you go into the training, you think kids can ride bikes, kids know road positioning, kids know road safety, and invariably they don't. When you break it right the way back down to the bare bones, it was good to do that for myself as well as a cyclist, because it highlighted all the bad habits I'd picked up over the years. Some of the kids are a bit nervous when you first take them out on the roads, and it's just instilling that discipline in the road positioning mainly. They're all really good. I don't think I've ever had any kids come out that didn't want to do it. I've never had any kid that couldn't do it with a little bit of encouragement. And at the end of it, I've never had a kid that I wasn't happy saying they were safe to be issued their level 2. So I think that's a credit to it, really. Being mega enthusiastic helps with the kids. They love to see an enthusiastic instructor. So give it all your energy and you'll get loads more out of it. And also it crosses over to your daily work, because you go there to train, to deliver, and you want an outcome. How can I get the best outcome? Right. If I'm enthusiastic, if I've got the energy, if I only concentrate on the positives, not the negatives, I get the best outcome in the playground or on the road. But you bring that back to work and you do exactly the same. You get better outcomes at work. It doesn't just come across in bikeability. It's like almost like life hacks. As a level 2 instructor, if you're taking them out on the roads, you just, even if you've rode around that housing estate 100 times before with different groups, you just make out to them you've never been there before. Right? You show me where are we going. You show me where you cycle every day. You show me what you do after school. And in that way, you can instruct, but put safe practices into their everyday routine. You can see where they go. You can see what junctions they're navigating. Practice safely where they go every day. They 100% get something out of it. They're not riding around somewhere that's alien to them. It's where they live and play every day. So yeah, really good. From the bikeability level 1 and 2, I've done my level 3 and cycle leader. We're running the e-bike hire scheme here at Lossiemouth. The cycle hire scheme came about just after I'd done my level 3, and it was a way of people wanting to hire an e-bike. You just assume that when you hire a bike to somebody, they can ride a bike or they can drive a car. It turns out that not everybody drives cars. So in that aspect, not everybody's got road sense. They could be 18, 19, 20 years old, and you need to know that they can move around on the road safely. They know what a stop sign is and all the give way markings and that. Normally you just assume they can do that. We know they can't. What that does is my level 3 and cycle ride leader covers that off from a risk aspect. So I can assess people when they come in, ask them if they can drive a car. If they can, if they've got a driving license, that's a tick. Can you ride a bike? Yes. Show me riding a bike around, and then they can go off and hire one of our e-bikes. So yeah, from what I got from Outfit Murray for delivering at primary school level, now has gone on to helping me deliver what I want to do at work with the e-bike scheme and the hire bike scheme. So So we've got lads here that when we first started the e-bike hire thing, because they've run out of our workshop, this one particular lad, he doesn't drive. He'd never been taught to ride a bike. Now he can jump on one of the e-bikes because they're cargo, but I've got two cargo bikes and a normal one. He would just jump on one of the cargo bikes and he'd be off around station, running the errands, delivering parts, picking parts up. Whereas before it would be a case of somebody would have to get in a van and drive him round. Now he can just jump on an e-bike and go off and do his bits. So yeah, brilliant. I think it was last winter at St. Geraldine's in Lossiemouth. It's right on top of the hill. I don't know if you've ever been up here. There's a big hill and on the top of it is a primary school. And we're up on this hill and it was sleeting. It was like literally chucking it down, sideways rain, sideways sleet. Like you were stood there. And then all of a sudden the kids come out, and that was the day, like there was kids coming out in shorts and t-shirts, and they just weren't bothered. They weren't bothered at all. And I thought, oh, like there was points inside where you're thinking, what am I doing standing up here? But then when the kids come out, they want to get on with it because they love it. At that point, it was like, well, these kids really want to put the effort in. So yeah, I think that's really sealed it for me. Then every other session I've delivered since then has never been, I've never thought to myself, why? What am I doing standing here? It's always a case of, you know, if you go there with the right attitude, lots of energy, lots of fun, make it fun, what you put into it, you will get back tenfold.